Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
As Sir Elton bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, TheThirdIngredient.com. Jim Schreier is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and he is one of the top management consulting experts on the planet and the director of the Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools Organization. FarCliffs.com, is that right, Jim?
That's correct.
We're talking about agility, and Jim, surely the difference between agility and reacting, because agility assumes that you're moving fast, you're making cuts, you're running like a running back through the line, you're being agile, you're trying to stay on your feet, but you're having to move quickly and move around. So having some kind of expectation about where you want to go, surely that's the key to successful agility. What do you think?
I would think so. And the other element that I would add to your excellent description right there of being agile is anticipating. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you've got that vision, so that's absolutely key. But then as you're moving and being able to move quickly, you're not just doing it within your specific plan that you think I'm going to go this way and then this way. It's I'm going to go this way, but I'm also paying attention to what's ahead of me so that I can adjust. And it's a very important, it's a very challenging skill.
Well, I think that part of this is agility is knowing where you want and need to go. And, of course, in my football analogy, sorry, ladies, you're going toward the goal line, right? You're going north or south. And so But how you get there, in my opinion, and this is a fundamental. This is my default fundamental for almost everything. You know, remember you ever see the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Whatever happened, the guy squirted some Windex on their hand or whatever. That was his remedy for everything. My remedy, my Windex for everything in small business is: do you know what's inside of your customer's head? What are your customers' expectations? You're north and south. Your true north, your goal line, your ultimate direction to be agile toward is whatever your customers expect from you. That's not hard. That's not difficult. All you got to do is get it out of their head, and if you ask them, they'll tell you.
Absolutely. And what's interesting, and it's interesting that you mentioned that because it's such an important factor in this, but I just read something yesterday that pointed out that one of the other things that this pandemic has done is it has continued to raise customer expectations.
Yeah.
Customers are expecting even more from us in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge is, I'm doing more. I've added some things. No, they're ask them. Find out what they want. More than ever, it's always been customer-driven. Mm-hmm. You've spoken to that frequently. But now it's becoming even more customer-driven.
In the old days, though, there wasn't that many different places to look. You could actually anticipate three or four different things that a customer would respond to or want or expect from you or go or where they would be, and you could cover those bases pretty easily. Now there are hundreds, thousands of different options, and each one is going to give you a different answer, and you have to stay in touch with them. If you don't, somebody's going to move your cheese, as Spencer Johnson says, and you're not going to know where it is.
Absolutely. Unless you're asking. And it goes back to two things we've already talked about. Asking your employees, your coworkers, asking customers.
Right.
It's constantly getting information. Nothing in today's world, information from your employees and from your customers is never going to stay static for more than, I want to say a day, but I almost want to say a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And you mentioned a minute ago about how much more they're asking from us. the lion's share of that is how they're expecting us to digitally transform our service to them. And see, this is where the big guys have an advantage over us, is because they're nothing if not digital. They've got billions of dollars, more money than God, to throw at technology, which just seduces the heck out of customers. Small business owners have to try to compete with that, and you can't cover the waterfront. You've got to find out what your profile customer wants, when they want it, and try your best to give it to them. And you can do that. You don't have to do everything Amazon does, but you have to at least run in that race. You don't have to win that race, but you have to be in the race. What do you think, Jim? Last thoughts?
Absolutely. You've got to be trying. You've got to be doing something. I've seen several organizations that really did not have websites prior to the pandemic. They've at least gotten something out there.
We call those people Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Yeah, definitely.
You seen one of those lately?
not a real one, fortunately.
Yeah.
But at least some of them are trying. At least some of them are jumping in and starting to do something. And that, if you do little things like that for your customers are going to respond to that. They're going to say, hey, they're trying, they're adapting. So
They'll give you credit, but not if you act like Amazon. You got to respond and act like you, which is with your special sauce. Farcliffs.com is Jim's website. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, sir. Love
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.